It's that time, America. Your very own nationally award-winning family radio talk show. Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton is set to air now. We feature the trending news stories, the timely interviews you want to hear, and the hottest music in the industry. This show truly is news talk for everyone. Let others know right now that you're tuned in to quality news talk that matters. You're listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton. The broadcast begins now, now, now.
Welcome, listeners, to Let's Talk America Radio, your national award-winning podcast. I'm Shayla Thornton, on-air host and executive producer. Well, as many of you know, COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact millions around the globe. And now medical experts are also concerned about influenza for this fall and winter season. On this episode of Let's Talk America Radio, Dr. Ravi Johari, Associate Division Head of Pediatric Infectious Disease at the Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago, and he's also a professor of pediatrics at Northwestern University. He will join us and he's going to share his thoughts and what we can do to protect ourselves against the flu and also COVID-19. You don't want to miss this, and I do encourage you to share this episode with family and friends. We know your health is very important. It's essential after all, and you want to have all of the knowledge and information to keep you safe and healthy as possible this fall and winter and moving forward. And we do ask you to stay connected with us. Visit ltaradio.com. Again, that's ltaradio.com. Connect with us on social media. Simply follow hashtag LTAradio. Again, that hashtag is LTAradio, and we do follow back. All right, everyone, stay connected.
This interview is for Let's Talk America.
Doctor, can you tell us about the flu and why this year is particularly important for families to help protect themselves in light of COVID-19?
Yeah, so the flu is a contagious respiratory illness. It comes to us every winter season, and it can cause major complications. Every year, 56 million Americans do get the flu, and there are many hospitalizations and deaths associated with that. And so, it's not just adults. I'm a pediatrician, and we see many children that have severe complications from the flu as well. Given the ongoing burden we have with COVID-19 in the communities, many of our communities, a surge in flu cases on top of that would really put a stress on doctor's offices and our emergency rooms and our inpatient hospitals. So it's really important to do what we can.
And how can people help protect their families from the impact of flu?
So the single best thing they can do up front is to get vaccine. We recommend the vaccine for everyone 6 months of age and older, and that's part of the reason why I'm partnering with AstraZeneca to underscore the message about getting flu vaccine. Other things that you can do besides getting the vaccine are many of the things that we're doing to protect ourselves against COVID-19, wearing a mask in public, washing your hands often either with soap and water or with sanitizer. And certainly if you're sick or have symptoms, stay away from others. And if others have symptoms, please steer clear of them.
And there are a number of misconceptions about flu vaccinations. Can you debunk common myths?
So probably one of the most common ones is the idea that the flu vaccine itself can cause symptoms. The flu vaccine is made up of only certain parts of the flu virus itself, and we give the vaccine in somewhere between late September and early November. The flu itself doesn't circulate until late December and then January, February, and March. So when somebody has symptoms around the time they get the vaccine, they think it's because of the vaccine, when in fact it's due to many of the other respiratory viruses that are not flu, like the common cold virus or the RSV virus. And so that's a really important one, that the flu itself does not cause symptoms of the flu.
And what should people do if they're hoping to follow this advice and get a flu vaccine?
So they should reach out to their healthcare providers, physicians or advanced practice providers, to try to see if they can get it in their regular primary care office. And it's important to emphasize that there are multiple options for people who are uncomfortable with needles. There are needle-free options for flu vaccine as well. If they can't get it from their own doctor, there are many other options that exist for them. They can work with their local pharmacies that are often providers. Urgent cares, many of them will give flu vaccines, as well as other public health clinics. So there are many options for parents, families, and patients to get vaccinated.
Well, I'm definitely going to take advantage of the needle-free option, no doubt. And what are you hoping people take away from this information?
I'm hoping that people take action and try to protect not only themselves, but their families and loved ones. All of us have people close to us that may be medically fragile, whether they're on cancer chemotherapy or have a chronic medical condition that put them at real high risk. And so I think all of us can do our part, not only to protect ourselves, but to protect those that we care about the most. And so people can get more information at prepareforflu.com. There's a lot of good info there, and I encourage people to go out and get their vaccine.
Well, Doctor, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Glamour Girl Fitness wants you to stop making excuses for fitness and get fit Glamour Girl style. Now supersede the word fitness with fun and incorporate the whole family. That's what Glamour Girl Fitness does with the Mommy and Me program. We take a time out for fitness. Find out more now by visiting www.glamourgirlfitness.org. Again, that's www.glamourgirlfitness.org. Start the conversation today because you matter. Thank you.